Hey everybody, my name is Walid Azami. This podcast is going to be for people who want to charge their full rate plus what is owed to them. And there's a certain fee that you may not know about, you may have seen it, and you may not even think that it is applicable to your services. Well, I'm here to tell you that it is, and it's not just for photographers. This podcast is opening up to filmmakers, videographers, muralists, nail technicians, makeup artists, stylists, everybody that makes their living or hopes to make their living from some type of creative services. So let's get started. But before I do that, if you are a photographer, I have the Photographer Survival Package in the show notes of this podcast. You just got to click the link. And there's three free gifts that is going to come in from me. Number one, it's something that's going to make your day-to-day business easier. I actually credit this one thing for doubling, if not tripling, my business, really establishing me. So it's going to be free for you to use. Number two is going to make your life on set easier. Number three is a surprise. So if you want that, definitely sign up below. The link is in the show notes of this podcast, but this podcast is open to everybody, all creative artists. So please share it. Please like it. Please leave an honest comment on iTunes. It helps it rise up closer to the top. And then what that means is more creative artists stick together. More of us know the rules. More of us defend each other. And the more of us that do that, the less they take advantage of us. All right. So speaking of being taken advantage of, speaking of all of us doing the right thing, there is something called a production fee. You may know about it. You may not know about it. You probably have seen it somewhere at the bottom of an invoice, not questioned it, and not really looked into it. A lot of assumptions, but I'm just going to go with the assumption that you may not know what it is, and that's why you're listening to this podcast. So a production fee is anything that covers your business when there isn't a client for, I'll give you some examples. Here are some examples of production costs. That phone that is broadcasting the podcast right now that you're listening to, the phone service, the phone case, the charger, the electricity that charges your phone, the Wi-Fi, if you're not using data, the Wi-Fi that is powering the phone right now, the room that the phone is in, or the car that the phone is in right now. Those are production costs. The phone calls that you have with people inquiring about your services, the back-to-back questioning, the emails, the internet service, your hosting fee, your website, all of those are production fees. Now, on sets, sometimes makeup artists will charge a kit fee. That is kind of a production cost. But look, makeup artists, if y'all can get both, get both. But I will say this, it is a little bit harder if you're dealing with an experienced producer to really say, I have a production fee and I have a makeup kit. Somebody gives that to me, I'd be like, well, you're double dipping here. So makeup artists do keep that in mind for sure, okay? Now, a production fee is really everything that puts your business on the map. It's your insurance, it's your business license, it's everything that you have, your continued training. I think you get an idea of what it is. So we are charging our clients for the service. Now, if you are a photographer, you're charging them for the photo shoot and hopefully the license and the usage and all of that. Who's paying for your internet? Who's paying for your office, your overhead, everything to run your business? That means it's coming out of pocket. That means you're not making as much money as you think you are. So a production fee is absolutely necessary and it's absolutely standard. In fact, every kind of business has a production fee. Now, this is inspired by a post last week. Somebody asked what a production fee is, and I'm making a podcast about it. So all your comments on Instagram, on my YouTube channel, all over the place really help design this podcast and my future YouTube video. So thank you for commenting. Thank you for all of that. Thank you for asking questions. Now, let's go over how we're going to do this. What is a standard percentage for your production fee? Like, how do you even figure that out? Why should you charge it? I went over that a little bit. Why it's important for the future of your business, something you're not really thinking about, and I'll go over that. What else there is to know as far as, you know, how much you should cut, how you should negotiate that, and how it's good in relation to your rate. And then also, How do you define it? And how do you add it? And how do you present it to your client? So we're going to go through all of that. Let's first go by what is a standard percentage for your production fee. What I will do is I will add, it depends. Okay, let me break that down. If it's a big company, if I'm doing something for Apple, I'm going to charge them 20%. Apple's got a budget. Apple doesn't flinch. Apple goes with a standard production fee. Hey, it's 20% of the total budget. Okay, so if I have a photo shoot that is, just for the sake of round numbers, $10,000, Apple will pay me $12,000. Actually, Apple would be charged a lot more, for the big brands and that kind of the kind of work that is required. But just for easy math. So that's what that production fee is. They get it. The big companies get it. The small companies, the small businesses may not. And you might think, hey, $2,000 is a lot. But your smaller businesses, your wedding clients, your family photos, they don't necessarily, their budgets are not that big. If you're charging them, again, for easy math, $1,000, it's an extra $100 or $200 that you're adding. So it's proportional, you know, and it's not that big of a shock. Now, I'm going to teach you guys how you can nurture this idea to them and how they will learn to accept it and fully understand it and say, well, yeah, naturally, this is what you're supposed to do. So let's make sure that we understand the percentages. 10% on the low end, 20% on the high end. The majority of them are, believe it or not, 15 to 17%. Okay, so you don't have to go by these round numbers. The second part is, why should you charge this? Now, I've already gone over this. So let's just say you're doing a mural on the side of a wall. Someone's got to pay for the driving back and forth by that paint and the internet to search for the best deals on brushes and tools and equipment and all of that. You know, if you're doing nails, there's fees that go with that in every business. So I don't have to keep going down the list, but there are fees. Now, for you to stay in business, for those, you have to have your internet and your rent and your car and your phone and all that. They have to pay that. Now, they're not going to pay for your whole cell phone bill. It's just evenly spread across the board to everybody. It's kind of like a private tax, and it's absolutely essential for your business, okay? The other thing is, it puts you in a position of looking very professional. That's what professional businesses do. If you want to be treated like a professional, you have to act like a professional. You got to speak the professional language and you got to play with them in a professional way. So you want to charge your production fee. So again, your production costs should be 10% on the low end, 20% on the high end, about 15 to maybe 17% on a good average. You should charge this to stay in business, and you should charge this to look like a professional, that you know what you're doing, that the thing is about, it's not just about perception of looking like you're a professional business. You are a professional business. But once you put that up in the initial proposal, they know that they're not going to pull some of the stunts on you. They know that you're a professional. They know that you know the rules. They know that you've been around the block. They know that some of the tricks that they may be accustomed to will not work. You know, people will haggle with somebody at, let's just say, a small fair or a swap meet, but they'll never go into a professional business and haggle because they know that they know. So I'm trying to help you guys get established as that, just to do that as a buffer system, okay? The next thing is, what else you need to know? When somebody negotiates with you, the last thing you want to do is cut from your rate first or somebody else on your team. So let's just say if you are, again, for easy math, you are charging $1,000 a day. You don't want to say, if they say, well, I can't afford that, can we cut a little bit? You never, ever want to cut your rate to $900, $800, or even, you know, below that. You don't want to ever do that. You want to be able to cut from somewhere. It's not going to be from your assistant. That's not fair. It's not going to be from the rest of your team. That's not fair to them that you're negotiating on your behalf, or on their behalf, excuse me. You want to negotiate from your production fee. That's why I urge you guys to start at 20%. And then they might say, well, I wish this could be a little bit more here. I wish, you know, I know that you're saying it's $1,200, but can we get it closer to $1,000? That's our budget. And you say, you know what? I could drop maybe $50 here. And you could tell them, I'm dropping from $5 here, $10 there, but you're dropping from your production fee. Okay. You're moving some money around and you might say, all right, I could do it for $1,150. And let's just say you agree with that. Okay. What they saw is that your rate never fluctuated ever. Anybody on your team that is a human being, their rate never fluctuated. Nope, that's non-negotiable. We're not lowering our artistic value and our market value. Hell no. What we are lowering is the cost of production. So, okay, look, because I like you, because I want to work with you, because I'm excited about this project, I'm going to lower some of my production fee. What that really means is some of my internet, some of my rent, some of my overhead, I'll pay out of pocket because I like you, because I like this project, because I'm excited about this project, okay? So that's the approach that we're doing moving forward. Your production fee is what takes the hit, and that's your buffer, and that's why we start with 20%, and if you end up at 10%, okay, it's fair. If you end up below 10%, you must really want that job, and in which case, that's okay. If you really want the job, if it's really going to help your portfolio, 8% or 7% is better than 0%, okay? So, but you never want to go below 10%. That's when you just dig your heels in the ground. Now, the next part you're probably wondering about is, all right, Waleed, how do we add it? How do you add this to my business? I'm going to tell you, you just add it. So in an invoice or a proposal, they pretty much theoretically look the same. What I will do is I will add all the lines. The line for Waleed, the line for my producer, my production manager, my production assistants, my craft services, my meals, my everything, any rentals, any location fees, any permits, everything is added and is tallied up, okay? So for the sake of math, just easy math, let's just say it's $10,000. What we're going to do is, because if you're not, listen, tax laws are different everywhere. So if you're wondering if you charge tax, I don't know. You have to speak to an accountant or a business manager, and they'll tell you about your local laws. Where I'm at, we don't charge for a service unless it's a physical, unless it's something physical that we're giving them. If you're giving them an album, then you could charge tax on the album, not so much your services. But again, I'm not speaking for you, so you have to speak to an accountant. In this case, in this example, let's say it equals $10,000. And what I would do is I would just do another line right after that. Normally, you see this in an invoice, people will put tax. Replace the word tax with production fee and put 20%. If you don't feel comfortable with that, go maybe 18%. Do not start at 15, okay? Start at maybe 18%. And that way they thought, you know what? This person put some good thought into this and there must be a good reason why it's a different number versus a round number of 5, 10, 15, 20, all right? Take the $10,000. Multiply that by 0.20. Just basically find what 20% of $10,000 is, or whatever you are charging. Take that number and then add it together. So in this case, in this hypothetical proposal, it'll be production cost $10,000. Production fee 20%, $2,000. Production total $12,000. That is their final number, okay? That between you and I, that $2,000 is where we start negotiating. That $2,000 is if there's any kind of overages or underage, if that's a word, any leftover, that goes in your pocket or in your production company's pocket, which is ultimately your pocket. That fee can also be shared with a superstar producer who really went out of their way, gave a lot of their personal things like, hey, let's not rent here. I have a portable heater. I have a generator. You might want to give them a little bit. Maybe you want to reward somebody who really went out of their way and they stayed extra hours on a really low fee. Kick him a little extra. That that helps so much. That helps build a link and a match. What is this, dating? Sorry, not a link or a match. That just helps build a bond unlike anything else, where you don't have to, but you did. And I've done that so many times. So I will sometimes pay a production. When I was starting out, I'll pay a production assistant $100 and they really should be getting $200. Of course, I tell them in advance, look, it's a low budget indie project. At the end, I'll say, hey, come here, please. Thank you so much for working so hard. Thank you for literally going above and beyond and reading my mind and doing things before I even knew that I needed them. Here's an extra $40. Here's an extra $50 just for gas, just because, thank you. And they're like, dude, thank you so much. And I'll go and I'll do that for all the PAs. Or, you know, if that situation requires. So that production fee really comes in and is what you use. It's your budget of nurturing relationships, paying for your overages, paying for your overhead, everything. You know, I said overages, but let's just say you budgeted $300 for craft services and your production assistant comes in and says, hey, we're at $345. Guess where that money's coming from? Not out of your creator fee. That's coming out of your production fee. That's why we charge a production fee. Okay? So that's what we do. You just add it. Now, the bonus to that, to really help you sell it, to really help you explain it to your clientele, what I normally do is in my budget, it'll be line one, line two, line three, line four, and it goes down the whole thing. I have a second page that I attach. Line one, it'll be always start with me. Photographer slash creative direction fee. I'll say creating the mood board, conversations back and forth, day of, overseeing the entire project. So they know what that is when they're like, why is Wally charging so much? It's not just for my day. It's for all my days. It's for what happens in my brain, for all of our creativity working back and forth. Same thing, okay? Wait a minute. There were three PAs on set. Why are you charging for five PAs? Well, the day before, one of my PAs was running around buying things at the grocery store and getting rentals and, you know, running around and buying things for the shoot. That's a full day. You were not on set. I was not on set, but they were working and I want to pay them a fair wage. The extra day, somebody has to return all the rentals. Somebody has to do some returns and put the shoot together, or excuse me, disassemble it back, you know, to what it was. Somebody has to pack things up in boxes. That's an extra day. That's what we charge for. Okay. So what I will do is, remember, this is separate from the production fee. This is a bonus note. When I charge for PA, I will explain that. Three PAs on set, two PA days to blank and blank. And then I'll go down the whole list, okay? And I'll give them they appreciate this. They're not annoyed by it. They don't feel they're being schooled by it. They actually really, really appreciate this. Now, when it comes time to production fee, they're like, well, let me just see line 37, what this production fee is, right? What they will see is production fee covers phone calls, consultation, office overhead, office supplies, things that are not line itemed, like reams of paper, printer fees, binders, pens, small things, all of these things to conduct meetings and sessions and electricity, all these things, I have a small paragraph. Production fee may cover, but not limited to, electricity, internet, binders, paper, phone calls, consultation, blah, 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 all that stuff, searching for crew, everything. Someone's got to pay for that. So if you're not, especially if you're listening to this, if you are newer and you're not and you don't have a producer, someone's got to put that shoot together. So when you do that, I'm going to say 9 out of 10 people are decent human beings. Hopefully even 9.9% of people are decent human beings. When they see it and they see it logically, they understand it. And a lot of times they don't even question me on it. Sometimes they'll say, Waleed, do you think we can cut a little bit somewhere? And then we'll start digging in to different places. It'll never be my rate ever. It'll probably come out of production fee. Okay, so I really hope that that helps you guys. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. This applies to video, all filmmakers, all creatives, everyone. I don't care if you use a paintbrush or use your body to create beautiful dance moves, use a camera lens. We're all artists. We're all creative freelancers. That's what this podcast is for. If you just stumbled upon this, if somebody forwarded this to you, please click subscribe. And I got a favor to ask of you. If you can help me out, if you can help out the rest of the community, please leave an honest review on Apple. Just scroll all the way down. It takes maybe 5 seconds, 10 seconds, and just leave an honest review. The more reviews we have, the more this podcast comes to the top of the heap, the more people get to benefit, and all of us work together and change this industry for the better. Okay. Again, if you are a photographer, I have the Photographer Survival Package for you. It's a free gift. The link is in the show notes of this podcast, and you're going to get three free giveaways from me that's going to change the way you do your business. Thank you so much. I will speak with you guys on the next episode. My name is Waleed Azami.